One night after a concert, I walked through the streets of the town and passed a little church. Service was over, but the testimonials had just begun. And all caught up in the fervor and excitement of the evening, I stepped in and sat down by a little lady in the back. A man at the front stood up and said, "Preacher, I want you to know that I'm going to heaven just as fast as I can go, like an arrow shot from a bow." And he sat down. Another man stood up and said, "Preacher, I'm sailing into the portals of heaven like a giant clipper ship. It's right into your safe blue harbor, and nothing's going to deter me on the way." And he sat down. Another man stood up and said, "I'm sailing into heaven like a giant airplane on silver wings, landing on your golden shore by and by." Well, the little lady beside me waited till it all quieted down, and she made it to her feet. And with her face turned not toward the preacher nor the congregation, but toward the Lord, she said, "I am coming, Lord, for my heavenly reward. I'm on my way to you. Can't you see me coming through? Through clouds of persecution, and I'm stumbling all the way. And with my mistakes, I barely make a half a mile a day. But the road to heaven never had a rapid transit plan. It's one way with no changes, straight through to promised land. But I believe that if I heed the words he had to say, even I can get to heaven at a half a mile a day. Lord, when I let you lead, I don't make any speed, 'cause you have me stop and touch all the ones that need so much. And then sometimes I get tempted and I fall along the way. And with my mistakes, I barely make a half a mile a day. But the road to heaven never had a rapid transit plan. It's one way with no changes, straight through to promised land. And I believe that if I heed the words he had to say, even I can get to heaven at a half a mile a day." And the whole congregation said, "Amen, sister."